You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. All right. Whoa. Where am I? What happened? Here it is. Hey, Kepi, my name is blank. You're a young 20-something guy. I recently started my program at Western Governors University for a Bachelor's of Science in Information Technology. I applied for a job, was offered a position at Geek Squad as a position I won't mention where, starting at $16 an hour non-remote. Okay, so one, I'm kind of impressed. Geek, you must have a background already in IT if Geek Squad is willing to offer you an entry-level position. But two, $16 an hour? No. They're all bitching and whining about not being able to find labor. I mean, unless you're out in the middle of freaking nowhere. But if you're at a Geek Squad, that's probably in the city, and $16 an hour. Oh, we can't find good people. Oh, well, pay. And also offered another job at a place as a contact tracer for $18 an hour remote. I don't know what offer to take and which one would benefit me the most. Also, is my degree worth it? Your degree is worth it. I would switch to computer science. Instead of information technology, but that's up to you. It's like the weak man's version, but it's better than business. It's better than whatever else. And if you get the commensurate credentials with it and certifications, it'll be all right. What I would do is I'd go to Geek Squad and, well, yeah, I talked to my IT guy, and he's like, well, you go with the Geek Squad because it's got better experience. I don't know what this contact tracer thing is, but you're going to get way more experience at Geek Squad, germane and relevant experience to your field. This does the contact tracer thing. That just sounds like what you're contact tracing people like, oh, they got the disease. Did you talk to Bobby? Let's look at your phone. And I understand it's remote, but you're not going to learn anything really there. To advance your career. And honestly, it's only $2 an hour more. Like if push came to shove, I'd take the Geek Squad one, even though it's non-remote and $16 an hour, because it's exactly in the field. And then if you didn't get that, then I go with the $18 remote, an hour remote one, but almost $16 an hour and they're desperate. There's a high statistical chance you say, pay me 18 and you could get it. Because $16 an hour, that's just not, but you know, you don't want to say 18, they say no. And they're like, okay. And then you go work this other thing. I would probably go with the Geek Squad. It's up to you if you want to risk it. But I mean, honestly, not the contact tracer gig. I know it's remote, but it's remote and you're not getting any experience. I would definitely go with the Geek Squad. Matter of fact, okay, I have spoken. The Geek Squad, they're going to sell 16. Just take the $16 an hour thing. It's only $2 an hour difference. But like after like 6 months go by and like you do really good, say, I want a raise. You know, like $16 an hour is not, you know, worthwhile. And then be prepared to go like look for other jobs too. But you're just starting out and Geek Squad early on your freshman year. That's $16 an hour. Fine. I would have like another daytime job or nighttime job or something where you're making a little bit of money on the side. This is just a resume builder, but I, you know, put it on your resume, stick it out for a year and a half, 2 years. If you could work part-time, do that. Cause that money ain't worth it, but the experience is. So there we go. Any super chats? No super chats. Arthur, anytime you want to send me an intellectual and stimulating and entertaining request, please do. Please do. I'd be more than happy to answer them for a fee, of course. All right. See you guys later.